Democratic candidate for Governor Ethan Berkowitz today proposed realigning the role of the Attorney General to make certain that the AG independently represents the public, not the governor's personal interests. Berkowitz says it will avoid a possible abuse of power and could have prevented some of the ethical issues that have arisen over the past few administrations.
I think there's been increasing politicization, and that is unfortunate, because Alaskans should have, all Americans should have, full confidence that the people that are charged with executing the laws do so according to the law, not according to desired political outcome.
Berkowitz says he's not changed the current method of selecting the Attorney General, who's appointed by the governor and confirmed by the legislature. However, he would like to prevent the AG from being fired without cause, saying that would give the Department of Law more independence in its service to the public. Along with the separation of the two offices, the governor would have a legal counsel on his own staff to handle his own office's needs. He also would like to limit the members of the state personnel board to one term to avoid the perception that they are satisfying the governor's wishes in any decisions they might make. Berkowitz says these changes, such as the governor's legal counsel, would have avoided some of the conflict that came out of the Troopergate inquiries in 2008.
We wouldn't have had the Attorney General's office and all these independent counsels brought in to defend the Governor Palin and her staff. There would have been a lawyer dedicated to defending against suits and ethical charges, and it would have been less expensive. And I think that if you have an attorney who's dedicated to providing legal advice to the governor for his or her own benefit, you're going to get better quality advice than if you go to the Attorney General's office that really isn't set up to do it.
Governor Parnell's campaign staff took the proposals as attacks on the integrity of the governor and the attorney general. Their statement read in part, "Ethan's attacks won't interfere one bit with Governor Parnell's efforts to ensure that good jobs are available for all Alaskans who are working to raise their families. Governor Parnell will continue to fight the federal government when it limits our resource development and our freedoms."